listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Danielle Hunter is coming home. Morton Ranch High School grad is a Houston Texan. $49 million two-year deal with $48 million guaranteed. Why not just give him the extra million? But it is forming. I'm going to have to go do some deep diving on the defensive lines around the NFL, but this defensive line is elite. Anderson was unbelievable. Danielle Hunter is signed. Malik Collins is already here. And I thought you were signing Denico Autry to be a defensive end. I think you're moving him inside. You look across the four, you got Anderson, Collins, Autry, and Danielle Hunter. Unbelievable.
I think Autry's definitely inside. I mean, the Texans have, under DeMeco, have played that wide nine. So if they're not expecting their defensive tackle to take up two gaps, then Autry, I think, certainly could play inside.
And you got some depth because you signed Fadakasi from Jacksonville. So he's a big run stopper. You got depth in the defensive line. This means that Rankins is out. And what you added, you think about the best defensive lines in football a year ago. I think San Francisco would be at the top of the list. Cap casualties all over for them as they're letting guys go left and right, and they're not going to be the same defensive line. Same thing with the Chargers. They had on paper what looked like a very destructive defensive line. They're having to get rid of guys and maybe having to get rid of more. This does exactly what DeMeco said he wanted when we got done with the end of the regular season, with the end of the season.
You look at Danielle Hunter last couple of years and the problems that he created for opposing offenses. He had 16 and a half sacks last year. I know he's 29. He's going to be 30 this year. It's a two-year deal, which Caserio operates in two-year increments, not
Thank
windows.
You. Thank you.
Even though
Crazy.
He knew what windows were the last two or three years. The Texans upgraded a defensive end. They upgraded.
Sure from,
and it's,
oh, yeah.
They
Hunter,
just, Hunter's definitely. Better than Grenard.
Yeah, you and Grenard just traded
for
Grenard for 19
million, and Hunter went for 23.
You won the trade.
Yeah, on a two-year increment, you won the trade. I mean, we'll see what happens with Grenard.
But also over the career statistics, too. We talked about Grenard with injuries. We talked about the ups and the downs. This guy's been pretty damn dominant
the last couple of years. Yeah, right, and beyond the contract, Hunter is a better player right now than Jonathan Grenard. I don't think that could be argued. I mean, Grenard's done it 1 year. Hunter's done it for multiple seasons. And I think you're right, Jeremy. I mean, we'd have to look up, and dive in and look at all the defensive lines across the league. But I've a gut feeling right now it's a top three defensive line.
What I want for my defense is I want them to wreck the opposing offense. Like, especially the quarterback. Like, you have to make a quarterback's life difficult to win in the NFL. Because I think these quarterbacks now in the NFL are really, really good. And if you give them a lot of time, they're going to pick you apart. If you can't chase them down, you're going to get the Lamar Jacksons, the Justin Fields, the Josh Allens that are going to be able to run all over you. I think that whenever you sign the Aziz Al-Shire, he's somebody who's incredibly fast, can get downhill, can get to the quarterback. You look at the defensive line, just like the size they brought in. Danielle Hunter, throw the sacks aside for a moment, and you shouldn't be doing that. Danielle Hunter, 6'5", 263 pounds, it's going to be on the edge. Grenard's a little bit smaller than that, shorter than that, doesn't eat the space like that. And if you're eating space, it means you're stopping the run a little bit better. Denico Autry, I think he's going to play defensive tackle now. A little bit slimmer for defensive tackle, but he's 6'5", 285, long.
That's big.
Get the interior pressure. I think interior pressure is really important to have for a defense to get to the quarterback. But think about going up against the Houston Texans defensive line now. You're going to have Danielle Hunter on this side, where he had 16 and a half sacks last year, 10 and a half sacks the year prior to that. You look at his last five seasons, which he's had 62 sacks. That's the guy on that end. You look at the opposite side, there's Will Anderson, one of the youngest, best defensive ends in all of football, who had a really good rookie season. And then you look in the middle, and you have a really solid defensive tackle in Malik Collins. And then you have another guy in DeMeco Autry that can get to the quarterback from the interior defensive line. This is exactly what DeMeco Ryans has wanted forever.
No doubt about it. And then, like I said, and you add Fadakasi as some depth. You have some depth now. You've got the big kid from Notre Dame coming back. Heinisch, if you need even more depth. But you have the ability to put the beef in there to stop the run. You have the ability to do what you say. And now your secondary, no matter who you have and who's your second corner and what you do at safety, your secondary's job got a whole lot easier because your front seven's going to wreak havoc and to your point, Jeremy, put a whole lot of extra pressure on a quarterback, which means there's less time to get the ball off, less time for receivers to get open, better for your entire back of your defense.
This is a sexy, sexy defense right now. It really is.
It's hard for, like, my needle doesn't get moved a whole lot. Like, I'm usually pretty, pretty even killed. I was about to setting it up.
Okay.
Unless it was the Case Keenum signing.
Oh, boy.
I am having fantasies about this defensive line. Like, this moves my needle to a 10. I think that this puts the Houston Texans, and, like, I don't want to make these grand proclamations on March 12th, but how is this defense not a top 10 defense minimum next year?
Gotta be.
DeMeco's put his blueprint on the Houston Texans. I mean, look at what they did in San Francisco to make that defensive front great. I mean, they invested heavily in the defensive front, and they got really fast linebackers, and then DeMeco coached them up. That's exactly what he's done here in this offseason and last offseason with the drafting of Will Anderson. It's hard not to look at what happened in San Francisco and not see that the Texans could be exactly where the Niners have been.
This is exactly what DeMeco has dreamed of coming here. Give me the same kind of weapons. Because we knew what he wanted to run defensively, he really couldn't do with the personnel he had to start the season. He's got the roster now.
He's got the guys he wants.
Absolutely. He's got the tools in his shed to go absolutely reconstruct his San Francisco defense.
Josh from Seabrook, we got Danelle Hunter. Cool. Now let's get Eric Armstead and give the quarterbacks and the rest of the AFC South to worry about. I think they're out of the Eric Armstead business.
I think they're out of the big-time money now.
I think they're done on defensive line.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to give extra attention to Danelle Hunter. You're not going to be able to give extra attention to Will Anderson. And you have the respect of a DeDico Autry who had 11.5 sacks last year. He was moving inside and out, but it's a guy who's going to be able to give you interior pressure, like, good luck blocking that. And then you're going to be able to stop the run much better than that as well. I mean, just look at the starters now. We just went through the front four with Hunter, Anderson, your bookends, Collins, and Autry up the middle. You have Al Shire, who you signed from Tennessee, who had over like 150 combined tackles last year. You have Christian Harris, who came on at the end of last season, was playing at a very, very high level. I don't know if you're going to play a whole lot of 4-3, if you're going to play a whole lot of nickel. I don't think the guy they signed yesterday they're really looking at to be a starter. Maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe you can upgrade there a little bit. I don't know. You brought back Denzel Ward. He's going to be your nickel corner, potentially. Maybe Lonnie Johnson gets into the mix there. Maybe they have another pickup or two where they can compete for that. You have Derek Stingley, who was really good last year. You signed Okuda, who is kind of a project. He is super talented, very high draft pick, hasn't lived up to that potential. He tore his Achilles a couple of years ago. And then, you know, you have Petrie and Ward as your safeties right now. I'd like to upgrade that Ward safety position. But just on paper, and I know you don't play it on paper, that's a top 10 defense in the NFL.
Yeah, I would go even higher than that, and I definitely think it focuses your priorities in the draft. I mean, when we get back to doing mock draft seasons, I think we're going to be looking at corner. And that maybe was like when free agency started yesterday, we were talking about, man, look at the depth of this corner room. There's a lot of Stingley and then the guys that you want as your fourth or fifth corner. I think that was maybe a sign of things to come because it almost doesn't matter to a degree when your defensive line is that great. But certainly I would expect the Texans to spend a first or second round pick on a corner. And if that happens, you're adding a first round talent corner to this mix.
Yeah, I forgot about pick 23 for a moment.
Yeah, pick 23 definitely.
Top 10 feels on the low end to
me. I mean, the thing is everybody's throwing other names out there. Armstead, Chase Young, they're done. They're done spending on the defensive line.
Especially, they wouldn't
maybe
be.
And for as much as I said I want them to use that first-round pick on defense, now I want them to use that first-round pick on a corner. Because if they go get a first-round corner to add to what they've done in free agency with defense, this is essentially the plan when we were talking about laying it out.
That's what I was thinking
use
about.
All your free agency money on your defense and then go use all your the majority of your draft picks on your offense. What's wrong with this plan right now? Well, I mean, for everybody that was losing their mind yesterday,
yeah.
What are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it makes you look a little silly.
Yeah. That's why we kept saying, just relax. Let it play out.
A lot of material for Bad Take Boulevard on Thursday,
potentially. Oh, for sure. The overreactions we saw Monday, March 11th, day one of the legal tampering period.
From the start of the show.
You have a little bit of mud, a little egg on your face, no doubt. But it also goes to, like, one of the philosophies I thought would be smart by Caserio is because you're expected to be a playoff team, maybe now a Super Bowl contender, you want to go into the draft with starting capable players at each position. I think that they've done that.
No doubt.
Like running back with Mixon, left guard. I think that Kenyon Green and Jared Patterson are good enough to fight for that spot. I wouldn't hate left guard at 23 either, by the way.
Right.
But now you have two defensive ends, you're good there. Two defensive tackles, you're good there. You signed a linebacker with Harris. You have two there that you like. Maybe you can bring in one more. Maybe Henry Toho takes the step up. I don't want him to be projected starter.
Fine. He's fine as depth, though.
But even Okuda, like he's a capable starter. Jimmy Ward, I wish that they would kind of move in a different direction there. I think he is a capable starter. So the Texans have positioned themselves in free agency after just 2 days, by the way. They've already positioned themselves where they can chill at 23 and let whoever falls to them fall to them and take the best player available.
BPA, yep.
Because you have a starting capable starting lineup, very good, more than capable. So you're like, even like, I do agree that corner can be the one thing that helps you the most, but say there's not a corner there that you love and you love Brian Thomas and he's there at 23 because you filled holes in free agency, cool. Take BPA, take Brian Thomas, and you have your trio of receivers that you're talking
whether
about.
Whether it's corner, receiver, or guard, those are the three positions
that are
going to be sitting there. And someone's probably going to slide a little in the first round
chill,
to where someone could fall right into your lap and fill one of those positions unexpectedly and make you even better.
Now more than ever, you're BPA. You don't have to take Chop Robinson if he's there. If you love somebody else more, you take them. 9361, do the Texans overpay for Hunter? Now they got a defensive end. Where does the main focus go with the first round? We just addressed that. Do you think they overpaid for Hunter here?
I get 25 per year, or basically 25 a year, because the max is 51. 25 for a year is something that I think we've talked about feeling like an overpay for most of the defensive end market, but if it's a 2-year deal, I'm not going to really get worked up on the AAV.
I'm with
Cut
you on
Robert
that.
Woods to get $5 million back.
There you go.
You had to spend the money. It's kind of like where the Rockets were this past offseason. You have to spend the money. Did you want to sit on $50 million? No, you wanted to spend the money, so they spent the money,
remember,
they did it on a short-term deal.
Caserio said, you don't have to spend it all in 1 year. You can spread it out over a 2-year window or 2-year period. Looks like he's going to spend it all in 1 year.
All this money they've spent over the last few days that we're talking about with Danico Autry and Hunter and Shahir, all those guys are off the books when C.J. Stroud has his next contract. Yeah. So you're operating within a window where you can you're working within an increment where you can afford to spend more than maybe you normally would.
No, I didn't notice. I was tuning you out. 6927, 2 days in a row, Branham has said bring back Denzel Ward. My bad, I meant Desmond King. You're right, that's on me.
You could also say Jimmy Ward.
Yeah, I think I confused him. That's what happened. Because I was looking at corner.
I listened to you.
I was looking at nickel and safety. Clowney 1-year deal would be crazy.
We're done.
I
think they're done spending on free agents on the defensive line.
I think they're going to sign one more defensive end. I just don't think he's going to be good.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a Jack. Not even that. I think it could be like a Jerry Hughes. Like, it's going to be a guy who can fill a roster. Because right now you have three defensive ends. You're going to carry four, maybe five. And you have Anderson, Hunter, and Dylan Horton, who's coming off of Hodgkin's lymphoma. So you're going to sign depth pieces. But they're not going to sign a splashy name. You could, sure. You sure. But I also think that they're going to sign a guy on a $2.5 million 1-year deal, which, again, it could be like Jerry Hughes. It could be Jerry Hughes' back to be the mentor.
Jerry Hughes wasn't bad last year, so he can come back.
I mean, you're still going to sign defensive ends.
And he's local.
But it's going to be low cost.
He'll take a lesser figure to be a part of this, not knowing that he's not going to have the taxing role, but that he could still help. Jerry Hughes would be fine coming back.
So he said, bring back Charlie Ward. There's another award for you. 0974, what about safety? Are we going to rely on Jimmy Ward making it through the season? I hope not. I think there's a lot of really good safeties out on the market. I think you can upgrade there. I don't even think you need to cut Jimmy Ward. I think you can make Jimmy Ward your third safety, have some really good depth there. So you could go free agent safety that you sign, because I think the position's oversaturated. Just sign the bargain deal. You have Petrie that would be starting alongside him. You have Jimmy Ward, the veteran third guy in a pinch. And then you signed Eric Murray because he's a special teams ace. And there are your four safeties. Mm-hmm. So I still think you could sign a safety. I kind of want him to, because I don't want Jimmy Ward to be starting.
No, I'm with you. And if there's somehow some way that he can stay healthy all year and kind of resurrect everything that went wrong last year, he's a D'Amico guy, so he can be used in a lot of different ways to fit right into this defense. But if not, as a depth piece, so that there's not as much on him, so that he can stay healthier, so be it. He's a veteran, he's smart, and he knows D'Amico's system.
Honey Glaze Branham says, this U of H homer meant Greg Ward Jr. Yeah, he's always on my mind. He's awesome. 9666,
he's
Jackson.
Still in the league.
He was bouncing around last year with Philly. He's been with Philly a lot.
That was his main main team?
He's been like cut, 53, practice squad. He's been like this vicious cycle, but he's done good, and he's just still be in the league. 9666, Jackson Powers in the first sounds really good. I agree. I think Jackson Powers would be your Linderbaum and be your starting center for a decade, and you would never bat an eye.
That would be unbelievable. And then would you move Juice to guard?
I would.
Yeah.
I think Juice's best position is center, so it kind of like puts a little caveat into taking Jackson Powers.
But if Juice could be better than Green, if Kenyon Green isn't very good, then at least you've upgraded the position for next year.
You'd put yourself in a spot where you have three guys competing for one spot at that point. So
I feel
a lot better when you're taking the best of three as compared to being forced into one guy.
Brandon T, for all the casual fans that were complaining about free agency yesterday that don't understand how to build a real roster instead of making sexy splashes. Well, this is a sexy splash. Trust in Caserio. Would you rather him building a fantasy football team, or would you prefer a top-notch GM build your roster like a Fortune 500 company? Trust Caserio. I'm not doubting Caserio. I don't like what he said about Windows, but I like Caserio right now.
We basically told you that. Just wait till the dust settles before you lose your mind.
All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, a word for Vanderford Heating and Air Conditioning, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. They are the best in the business because they are absolutely fantastic, and they take care of you with guarantees across the board. You know that the air conditioning season is coming. You know that those dog days are right around the corner, and you know that you have to be prepared. In order to be prepared, you need a local company that is going to be there and versatile for you. That's why you need Vanderford Air, because Vanderford Air, for all your HVAC needs and all your plumbing needs, are going to be there for you every step of the way. 24-hour guaranteed return to get to you when you call them and say you need them. That's absolutely fantastic. Most companies, they're going to make you wait a couple of days. You know, in the 100-degree heat, that is not something that you want to do. But the fact that they also are able to give you a 100% money-back guarantee that guarantees you will get the best value at the lowest cost to you, that also guarantees that there is no risk, that you have the guarantee that they will back up everything they do, whether it's a repair or a total replacement of a part or your HVAC system or anything to do with your plumbing. You have the comfort assurance guarantee that the temperature is going to be right, the quality workmanship guarantee that it's going to work well, the performance guarantee that it operates just like the factory said it was, and the 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back that you are pleased with what they did, what they had to do, the parts they had to use, and what they put in for you. That's why you go to them, because these other companies are going to hem and haw, try to keep your money, and you don't know if they're coming back or they're going to back up anything. Everything's in writing with Vanderford Air, and with all their plumbing and HVAC repair work and their replacements, they are going to back it 100%. That's what you want, especially in Houston, Texas. Call them today, 281-557-COOL. Easy to remember, and they're going to take care of it. 281-557-COOL, or visit them at VanderfordAir.com.